Hello.
Hello, Dina. I want to clarify something for you, which I think you might not know. Not that it's your fault, because whatever. Could you pull up Geraldine Bullock?
Geraldine Bullock. Hold on.
Bullock.
Okay.
All right. And if you scroll to the notes on 2-9. On Smartsheets, and you can look in HHA as well for reference.
Hold on a second, it's loading.
Then I'll tell you what to look at.
2-9, okay, I'm there.
All right, so you sent it over coordination with the schedule. You sent it over on 2-9. That is, that's a Monday. Right?
Yes.
Then afterwards, you sent a timesheet for 3 days before. This created two issues.
Okay.
Issue one, they don't get 12 hours the first week. If we start on the 6th, right? If we start on the 6th, they don't have a full week. In other words, if we're midweek off, we don't get 12 hours for the week because we don't have a full week. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, so that's problem A. Problem B is worse. The VA does not operate on Monday through Sunday.
Oh.
Unlike all other insurances, the VA operates Sunday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Let me write that down.
Okay. It's the VA's authorizations always are from Sunday to Saturday. And they are set up that way in HHA as well.
Okay. Now I understand the issue.
So that created an overbilling. So now we're overbilled on 2 weeks in a row, because we took a timesheet retroactively. Right, she wasn't, right, I mean, she wasn't even activated until 2-9, so whatever. I understand how New York likes doing that. It's fine, whatever, it's not my problem. But this is a bit of an issue. So I told Valeria she's removing the visit. She removed the visit on Wednesday because it's over schedule. And hopefully the aide will be okay with it, because I can't bill for it. Worst case scenario, we'll have to pay out of pocket and we'll lose $100 because the VA is very valuable. But just be aware of these parameters going forward, please, okay?
Okay. All right, will do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.